Hey guys, we're back. It's Capital Forum, and today is Sergey's day. Sergey is the host for this morning's revelations, and so we're going to turn it over to Sergey. Good morning, Sergey.
Good morning, Louise. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, America. Wherever you are in the world listening to us, I hope so, because you don't want to miss these two interesting topics today. We'll be talking today 2 hours. The first hour program will be chemtrails with Dr. Kendrick. The second hour, we'll be talking about Continental Congress with two hosts, A. Atkins and Reed Simpson. So I would like to know if our host Tom joined the program. Oh, good morning, Tom. So all three of us all together, that's good. So we can start now. Before
hope actually, to get Ed up on Skype, so here she'll try to get him arranged.
Sure.
So Sergey, set it up.
All right. Before we move on, what I would like the old listeners who are listening to us right now, and you too, Louise and Tom, just stop doing what you're doing and just take a moment, take a look at your sky where you're at. If you see anything abnormal, suspicious, or if you see something which might puzzle you, unusual, just take a look and, you know, and hold your thoughts. We'll talk about that later. Of course, the callers would be welcome, as usual, and our number is 1-800-313-9443. And again, our number is to call the program Capital Forum is 1-800-313-9443. I just looked my sky here. I don't see anything unusual here, but it doesn't necessarily, it's the same clear sky in other places. So we'll talk about that. Today our guest will be Dr. Edward Kendrick. He is a researcher. He dedicated all his free time to do different type of research. He did tremendous of work, extended research over different topics over the time. It's September 11, weather modification, HARP, chemtrails, and chemtrails is one of his topics also. Please stay tuned. We will be back short after this message.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully.
We're back. We are back to Capital Forum. The host today is Sergey.
Welcome back, listeners. I hope you benefit from listening to our sponsors. And by the way, please support RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Our sponsors have great products for you for different needs. So today... our topic is chemtrails, and we have Dr. Edward Kendrick. Dr. Ed, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Sergey. I'm glad to be able to talk about chemtrails and hopefully alert a few more people to look up in the sky and see what's happening to their sky. Someone is spraying our sky with chemicals.
Okay, let's hold your thoughts. I would like to quote what actually Wikipedia says about that. It says, I open main page, it says, quote, chemtrails conspiracy theory. The chemical conspiracy theory holds that some trails left by aircraft are actually chemical or biological agent deliberately sprayed at high altitude for a purpose undisclosed to the general public. Clandestine program directed by government officials. As a result of the popularity of conspiracy theory, official agency has received thousands of complaints from people who have demanded an explanation. The existence of chemtrails has been repeatedly denied by the government agencies and scientists around the world who say the trails are normal contrails. Well, let's talk about that. We should get an idea, really, what we're talking about today, so our listeners will have clear understanding what we're talking about. So let me ask you the first question. What are contrails?
Well, I'm 60 years old, and I remember the jets when they first were going over the skies around my home as I was outside playing. And I remember laying on the grass, looking up at the sky and watching the contrails of the jets, which would be a tail, much like a comet's tail. And this comet's tail, or the trail left behind by the jet, would follow for a ways, but then it would disappear. The jet would go across the sky, the trail would accompany it, but it would disappear. Those are contrails. They're water vapor. And at altitude, the temperature is very, very low, something like minus 20 degrees or minus 30 degrees at 35 or 40,000 feet. And so these water vapor trails are actually ice crystals. Now imagine a piece of dry ice as it turns into gas. You've got a solid turning into a gas. Dry ice vaporizes. Similarly, the ice crystals also vaporize and turn into a gas, which is invisible. It's the water vapor then becomes invisible. That's why the trail goes away. The combustion products of the jet engine include carbon dioxide and water primarily, and then those turn into a gas and they disappear. That's a contrail.
Right. So now let's identify what are chemtrails.
Well, according to NASA, what we call chemtrails, they would like us to call persisting contrails, contrails that persist, that don't disappear, and they spread into a haze. If you know the different types of clouds, the haze becomes something like the cirrus clouds in the sky, a diffuse cloud at altitude, and this contrail that persists, which we call chemtrails, are composed of something other than water vapor. It's not water. It's not ice crystals. If it were, it would disappear within minutes.
Right. So what's in it? Do we know that?
Well, the composition has been measured in some pristine areas where chemtrails have been prevalent. You can measure things like mountain stream water or things that areas that have had lots of chemtrails. You can take sediments from the atmosphere using collection plates and then test for the chemistries. Even on my car, after a heavy chemtrail period, there's this dust that forms on the windows, and I could take a little razor blade and collect the dust. And if I had the urge to spend the money at a laboratory, have that tested. This dust or the material has been measured, and there are a number of elements that have been found, especially metals, barium, and aluminum. There's an area of Mount Shasta that's been tested in the mountain streams, and they found levels of aluminum in the mountain streams that are 65,000 times what should be there in the normal, pristine wilderness.
Wow. Did you get an explanation where they come from, those particles?
Well, we don't have the actual direct connection to the chemtrails themselves, except that where else is aluminum going to fall on Mount Shasta and suddenly appear in the mountain streams? So heavy aluminum that the hikers in the Mount Shasta area are advised not to drink these mountain stream waters.
This is just terrible. I mean, this is the listeners. This is obviously... just think about, you have some aluminum, it's probably, would you say it is aluminum dioxide or something in that nature?
Yeah, it's generally, what they're testing is finding aluminum oxide.
Oxide,
also,
okay.
Also barium oxide, some measure of iron oxide. It can vary. And if you imagine a crop dusting situation with farmers where they fly the plane over the fields and emit some dust to affect insects or make some kind of changes to the crops with an airplane, we are being crop dusted. The human family and our entire environment is being, you might say, farmed or affected by these chemistries. They could introduce anything they want to in these nozzles on the planes where we could be seeded with viruses. We could be seeded with blood products from infected people where they grow up in tanks. They grow up some pathological organisms or pathological proteins. We could be affected
with... That would be a politician.
Yeah. we can be seeded with many different possible things. And it's not just the measurements on Mount Shasta. There's some recent reports of people in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, for example, where they've been getting their blood tested and finding elevated levels of aluminum and barium. And they're having physical symptoms from having excessive buildup of these chemistries in their bodies. And these are documented medical cases of contamination with metals that the internet has made available. But, of course, our mass media, which breeds mass deception, doesn't tell us about.
Well, most of you guys know that some years ago I came down with a problem with my thyroid that put a lot of weight on me. And I've tried figuring every possible thing that was causing it. Well, recently I read that barium is the number one killer of your thyroid. And I went back and I did. I've had it tested. And that's one thing I'm in the process of doing is helping some gentlemen over in Kansas who are going to be actually doing a detailed, they have been for the last half year, a detailed mapping of the Kansas City metro areas and chemical trails that are going there, and they've been doing it for some time. But I found out by going down and have tested that my blood levels of barium and aluminum are very high.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can do a hair analysis and urine analysis, too, and then track that. And what you want to do is take iodine to help displace the fluoride and the halides. And there's all kinds of bromides. There's all kinds of stuff that can screw up your thyroid, so... You definitely want to detox from that. Everybody listening should be doing that, actually.
That's right.
Hey, doctor.
I found it specifically because I that's where I've been having a problem.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I went down last week.
Yeah, thyroid issues is a huge deal affecting almost every American, and that's something we need to be concerned about. As far as vegetation, doctor, I've heard reports that some trees are actually dying off from the aluminum, and also that Monsanto is actually making aluminum-resistant seeds now. So do you have any proof of that, either one of those situations or both?
No, that's not an area that I'm skilled in knowing about, but I've also heard those rumors that Monsanto's research is trying to produce some foods that will survive these contamination levels. It makes one wonder what is the earth being turned into if we have an environment that's heavily shifted in the direction of having metals on our planet. Metals, for example, aluminum implicated in Alzheimer's. Barium is implicated in multiple sclerosis. If we have these metal contaminations, are these just slow poisons that are designed to affect the human population and perhaps reduce the human population?
It's certainly pointing in that direction, isn't it? And it sounds like we're coming up on a three-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. Call in numbers 800-313. And Jim in Missouri, we see you on the line. If you're still on there, we'll get to you after the break. Back in three.
State and national sovereignty.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Back.
Hello, Sergey.
Myself, Sergey Vartanov, and our guest, Dr. Ed. So we are talking about chemtrails today. One thing I would like to ask you, Ed. What about contact information, how our listeners can get hold of you, email or website? Do you have anything available?
Yes, my personal email, it's pronounced whole tooth. It's some letters and one number, the number two. It's spelled WHOLE2TH at gmail.com, wholetooth@gmail.com. And I will include my PowerPoint presentation on chemtrails, which I think is very useful. It's not that long. It's about 40 slides, and there are narratives for each of the slides. It's a PowerPoint presentation that took some time to assemble, and I just added a new slide this morning that Louise provided me from the Progressive Farmer, the cover picture of some farming fields with chemtrails running across them as if the fields and the sky are being plowed in rows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we actually discussed that about a month ago, and on theflopside.com, you can go see a color picture of the cover of that magazine, and I believe some people have actually contacted them to see if they realize what they put on their magazine cover, and I don't know if they have. Well, so what was their reply, Louise?
Actually,
go ahead.
I've been on your presentation, Dr. Ed, and I really liked it, the way you step-by-step presented all these photographs, pictures. That was a great presentation. I really liked all the information about the contrails and chemtrails are there for somebody who actually doesn't know what we're talking about. After watching this presentation or reading, and whatever is convenient for you, so that person will have an understanding what we're actually talking about.
And that probably goes very well hand in hand with Edward Griffin's "What in the World Are They Spraying?" Are you familiar with that documentary, Ed?
Oh yes, I had high hopes for that. For those of us that have been following the chemtrails issues for at least 5 or more years, the G. Edward Griffin documentary is more of an introductory level presentation. I think they could have gone much farther.
Right, and perhaps they will in the future. But it, like you're saying, it's a good intro, isn't it? It's a good starter.
Oh yes, everyone should watch.
Ed, we have some callers that are stacking up. We want to entertain some callers this morning.
Let's do that.
Okay, we have Jim in Missouri. Jim, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Doc, how are you?
Hey, great, Jim. I knew when they said Jim, I knew who it would be.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What a small world.
Unfortunately, it's a small world.
Dr. Kendrick and I are good friends.
But,
you know, this is a good subject. You know, I'm kind of like Doc. I've been a sky watcher since I was a young boy, and what's going on in the skies is not normal. And Sergey, no offense, but this is not conspiracy theory. It's true. It's not a theory any longer.
No offense. I started from the quote from Wikipedia, and I really, my personal opinion, I disagree based what I already know. So
yeah,
that's why
it's...
I started from that. That was the official point. That's what the officials say. Oh, don't believe in that. This is a bunch of conspiracy theory, as
well,
many other topics.
You know, and who calls themselves authorities? I'm an authority. Because I watched the skies. I remember, just about a year ago, I was at one of my daughter's soccer games. And I'm watching the game, and halftime came. I looked up into the sky, and I went, oh, my God, look at the sky. And it was just crisscrossed with chemtrails. And somebody behind me says, yeah, man, it's just beautiful out. And I said, no, you're not looking. And this lady says, what are you talking about? And I go, look at those lines in the sky. That's not normal.
Of course it's not normal. If someone's spraying something on you from the top.
Yeah, and they had no idea what I was talking about. And but no, they are spraying it, and I was pleased with the guys that got together with Ed Griffin. He was kind of their endorsement, I guess, for that documentary, Tom. But they are spraying. There was a lot of information that came out in that about how it was affecting some of the trees in Hawaii.
Let's hold on a little bit. Stay right there. Stay with us, Jim.
That's
and
all right.
You see George also. I'm sorry, Lee in Georgia. We'll be right back.
Just out to death. It has amused itself to death.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today?
Things are back, we will cut that music short. We have so much information to talk about, so, and plus we have other callers also. Well, Jim, go ahead, please finish what you would like to say.
Well, I'd just like to make one more comment. Anybody that listens in to the show and is paying attention to this, if you'll just turn on your TV and watch a movie or something, you will see chemtrails in the air on the movie if you pay attention.
Try the news.
They can't hide it, can they, Jim?
It's on the news.
Well, thank you for your call, Jim. We have Lee and George, and then Jim and George after that. So we'll try to knock these calls out right away so we can get back to Ed. Lee, what do you have for us this morning?
Tom, Sergey, Joyce, good morning. And what's up, Doc?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's get on with it. We've got a lot of material.
I'm not going to say that, you know, chemtrails or whatever is a conspiracy theory. I know there's something nefarious going on up there. I don't know exactly what it is they're doing, but I know it can't be good. But I got a question, and I'm still looking for the answer. If this is about poisoning people, poisoning food, whatever these chemtrails are about, what I want to know is, don't these idiots doing this realize they're poisoning themselves, or how are they protecting themselves? Because it makes no sense to me to spray a bunch of chemicals and stuff in the air to have the, whatever effects it's going to have on people and crops and whatever. But you ain't got a backup plan to protect yourself. And I'm still trying to figure out how this is working out, because I have a hard time believing they're dumping poisons up there if they ain't got a backup to protect themselves and their family. So could you address that, please? And I'll listen off there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Yeah, good question. Dr. Kendrick, your response?
Yeah. I don't think these people think in those terms. You're using your own value system and casting that upon the perpetrators of the chemtrails, as if the perpetrators of the chemtrails really care about even their own survival. I wouldn't necessarily assume that that's the case. One thing I do is I put my car air conditioner on recirculate. I drive out of the house garage with the car on recirculate. I try not to take in too much of the outside air.
I think, Lee, I think they grow their own food. They probably have their own organic greenhouse raised food, I think, is part of their solution. I think the royal family of England, that's what they do, and I'm sure they do some detox and who knows what all they're doing, but I'm sure they have technology. You know, I'm sure they have all kinds of good stuff going on. But I think for all the listeners, listeners need to be constantly detoxing to get these poisons out of our system because there's no way to avoid them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we have Jim in Georgia. Let's try to get through these calls so we can get back to Ed. Jim, what do you have for us this morning?
Yes, good morning, guys. Good morning. A real informative show. I always listen in and really feel rewarded after listening. But anyway, I may have a little something to add here. Number one, I'm an old pilot, and how people can pick out chemtrails real quick versus a regular jet trail. All this spraying is done in direct violations of FAA law. When you fly north, south, east, and west, you're supposed to be flying at even or odd elevations plus 500 feet. When you see these chemtrails, they're exact opposites. In other words, crosses in the sky or X's, they're at the same elevations. So they're in direct violation. So don't tell me that controllers aren't aware of this.
Right. It's not normal flight patterns. It has to be coordinated. You're exactly right.
Right.
Same
that
thing.
Is interesting.
Hey,
now,
Jim.
The second thing is my son-in-law and I did a fishing trip, and I really feel it's probably our last one. We went to Cape Hatteras for like 2.5 weeks. Over that 2.5 week period, we were out in the Gulf Stream fishing out there. And what was really amazing to me, and it's really the first time I ever saw this, is the chemtrails came out, I would say 30 miles out. That's about our distance that we were out in the ocean. And they were turning in a complete 180-degree turn. And so they would head back towards the United States. Well, that tells me one thing, the prevailing winds, they wanted to make sure that all this chemical got over the outer banks of North Carolina and all that by actually overshooting where they were. It's sort of like a bomb. You know, they were making sure that it covered the land area.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to mention, I'll get off the air, is I was at the opening here in Atlanta for Griffin's. Happened to be a good timing for me, and I caught the show of the first video that he had out. And, of course, everybody applauded the whole thing, and it was a start, education of people. But what I'm talking about with this is they're definitely spraying this aluminum and barium, and I think from what I've been studying on is they're using it as a weather pattern for HAARP to bounce off the radio waves and to heat the atmosphere, along with contaminating our soils and making it too alkaline to grow any plants, which goes along with the flooding and the burning and all this that's going on in the United States. So anyway, if that's some help to your listeners, I have no doubt that they're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about whatever they're going to do here with this weather control and all this kind of stuff. So it's
I'm thinking we're just starting this program. We're going to have to definitely do a follow-up show. Maybe we should have scheduled this for 2 hours. But maybe, Jim, if you wouldn't mind, maybe you could be part of our next show on this. Are you a commercial pilot?
No, I've just been a private pilot since 1969. I can fly just about any kind of airplane. But trust me, I'm a sky watcher, too. I was down in Florida way back in the 90s, laying on the beach watching this.
Well, what I was going to suggest, maybe you can join us in the next program and be part of our next program we do on this.
I would love it.
Could you leave your contact information with the board out before you get off the air?
Yes, and what I was going to say is I noticed one of your one of your guys on your show was, interested in pictures. I've got some very interesting pictures from years back and even on this trip. So it might be good for him to, I'd be glad to send them out to him.
Well, very good.
How about you get in touch with Dr. Ed about that?
I would love to benefit from that, to share your knowledge and info.
How about that?
How can I do that? Do I do that off the air?
Off the air during commercial break?
No, just right now when you get off the air, just talk with our board op, Matt, and he'll take down your phone number or email address, and he'll give it to us, and then we'll pass it on. Is that all right?
Okay, that's Matt.
Yeah, well, just hang on the line, and he'll clue you up.
Okay, guys, keep up the good work, man. You're getting the info out.
All right, just hang on
the
line, Jim.
By the way, that's one of the best calls I've ever encountered in the radio interviews that I've been doing. He knows his stuff. he's right on in saying that the aluminum elevates the acidity or changes the acid base balance of the soil, and that affects the crop growth. It makes the crop having to confront an alkaline soil condition.
And once again, Monsanto not making specific GMO genetically engineered crops to address this. So obviously, they're part of the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, there have been attempts to ban the use of this process years ago. Back in the 40s, they were doing seeding of clouds to produce rain, and this gradually evolved into the concepts that maybe we can control the weather in other ways. If you put salt in water, it will conduct electricity more readily. If you put metals in the air column, it may conduct radio frequencies more preferentially, and the particles in the atmosphere may make it easier to heat the atmosphere using the HARP frequencies, the HARP microwave processes. House Bill 2977, introduced in October of 2001, refers to chemtrails as an exotic weapon system. And House Bill 2977, Dennis Kucinich introduced it, refers to banning the process of chemtrails. But of course, the Congress, in their wisdom, didn't fulfill on this of banning chemtrails. Listed along with chemtrails were psychotronic weapons, that's weapons that would affect our nervous systems, and tectonic weapons, weapons that can cause earthquakes.
And I think, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but I thought Kucinich's bill was actually amended to water down the wording, because the wording was such that it was like, wow, that, you know, the government really knows what's going on, and he actually watered down the wording to make it less apparent.
Yes, but the original text, as if it's introduced, is exactly what you said. It's right on. It nails them. It nails these exotic weapon systems, and there's a greater list of weapon systems than what I've mentioned that Kucinich attempted to ban. And again, that's House Bill 2977. And the first draft is what you want to read. And then you can see the progress of diluting it, as you've mentioned, and even the diluted bill was never passed.
Do you make reference to that in your slideshow? Do you make reference to that bill in your slideshow, Ed?
Oh, yes.
Okay, very good.
And again, the slideshow is available for download. If you write to me at wholetooth@gmail.com. I'll send you the link to download it. I also
spell that out.
Whole WHOLE 2TH. That's the numeric 2TH at gmail.com. I also had an exchange with our director of public health at the Kansas City Health Department, and I asked him if he would feel like he would risk his position to open the conversation about chemtrails as the director of the health department. And he says, Ed, the issue is not risk your position, because I have on multiple occasions raised issues that may upset certain special interest groups when the public health consensus shows action is warranted. But then he goes on to say, I am not aware of any public health consensus on the health risks of chemtrails, or for that matter, even one scientific public health body that has elevated this to the level of many other public health issues that do warrant immediate action above our present levels of response. Well, if he's got other issues that are more important than chemtrails that he thinks they should deal with and have a public level of response, I'm curious to know what those are. Tell me what those problems are.
We probably don't want to know.
That is very interesting.
Excellent.
Dr. Ed, you mentioned something about the patent. Let's talk a little bit about that.
There are about 35 or 40 patents, and this is also covered in the slideshow, which is available for your download. About 35 or 40 patents that deal with the seeding of our atmosphere with ultrafine particles that stay suspended for a long time in the atmosphere, kind of like very fine silt would stay suspended in a river. These patents are very interesting to go through, and the one that I like the most as far as explaining to new people about chemtrails is a patent granted in 1991 to the Hughes Aircraft Company, Howard Hughes Aircraft Company, in 1991, and that's patent number 5003186.
One more time, please.
5003186, U.S. Patent Office. It describes the dispersion of aluminum and thorium, which is another heavy metal, not good for us, aluminum and thorium oxide in the atmosphere for the purpose of mitigating global warming. Now, I'm not here to debate global warming or no, although in these dog days of summer, I'm really wondering if it's getting cooler soon, hopefully. But they had processes that they were trying to use of seeding the atmosphere with Welsbach materials, is the name, W-E-L-S-B-A-C-H, Welsbach materials, which is ultra-fine materials that stay suspended in air, and these materials have a white reflective nature in their composition, where they supposedly reflect the infrared and ultraviolet rays back out into space.
Wow, I wonder why would they do that? Well, what's the purpose?
Weather control. They actually say in the patent, it actually says to mitigate or to moderate global warming.
Well,
yep. Well, there's whole groups springing up that are actually refer to themselves as geoengineering groups, and you can look at TED is it like a liberal type organization where they bring in these speakers, and you can watch videos of these people talking about geoengineering the planet. You know, it's becoming in a open forum right now, isn't it, Ed?
Yes, in March of 2010, there was a meeting of climatologists in California where they were openly discussing the possibility of seeding the atmosphere with 20 million tons of aluminum oxide per year to influence climate. And this is, well, after the fact that they've already been doing it, but consensus of the conference in California was that this process deserves more investigation before we would recommend doing it. It's already happening, folks, and they're trying to gradiently introduce the subject of the importance of manipulating climate. We're already manipulating the jet stream, for example. In the old days of my youth, I always enjoyed science, and I enjoyed seeing satellite views of our continent and the patterns of jet stream flow over the continent, where you could get an appreciation for the clouds and the jet stream and how that was influencing the changes in weather. If you turn on the television today, it's rare to get a real view of the atmosphere over our continent from a satellite. That's a rare thing, because they give us these colorized Doppler radar views that look like a cartoon. We're not allowed to see the stripes, the lines of the chemtrails. We can still see those on some radar systems. And I would urge anyone listening to subscribe on YouTube to the Dutch Sints channel. And that's spelled D-U-T-C-H-S-I-N-S-E, Dutch Sints, where Dutch Sense is monitoring chemtrail activity and HAARP technology activity, and he's predicting 24 to 48 hours out these severe weather storms, like what happened west of Springfield, Missouri, in the bad tornadoes in Joplin. Dutch Sense identified radar phenomena that seem to magnetically attract severe storms to certain areas.
And before that, it was the Alabama and the southern states that got hammered. He documented that. I've been following him for about 6 months, and he's actually seeing stuff that I guess a lot of us have looked at for years, but he actually made that correlation that within 24 to 48 hours, there were events happening, tornadoes and severe thunderstorms and sometimes even earthquakes. So, yeah.
There was a group of young men who – young men and a couple of women – who are engineers and what I call technologists. And do we have music coming?
Yes, we do.
So we have a break coming
up. We'll be right back then.
Yeah, look at Dutch Sense Puerto Rico earthquake.
All right. And everybody, please support RBN and support Republic Trading Group. Convert some Federal Reserve notes to gold and silver. Back in three.
the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit teravim.com.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at all?
This is our last segment, and time is running out. Let's get back to the point of the conclusion. So, real quick, solutions and your contact information, Dr. Ed.
Yeah. Write to me at wholetooth@gmail.com. I understand we have a caller from Australia waiting.
Yeah, we have Kevin in Australia, and after that, John in Pennsylvania. So, Kevin, what do you have for us this morning? And it might take a second to drink. Good morning, Kevin.
Yes, hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin.
No problem. I've been listening into the show, and somebody made a comment on the Hughes aircraft company applying for a patent on a process which they claim they nominate within the patent that it's supposed to reduce global warming. Well, I would add to that that any company, especially a company like Hughes Aircraft or other aircraft companies like McDonnell Douglas or any of them, any of the industrial companies like that, would have sufficient technical background and expertise to know that global warming is a total crock. It is a fabrication. They would know that. So for them to nominate that within a patent is the only reason why they would do that is to throw the patent reader off the track of the real purpose relating to these chemtrails. In other words, some kind of reflective mechanism that they're you know, dropping off into the atmosphere.
That's a very good point.
I would be more than suspicious about their reasoning. I think it's, as far as I understand, the HAARP mechanism is a thing that they use for being able to communicate with submerged submarines. You know, you're using a very long wavelength signal. That's my understanding of what it was for. As far as being able to change the weather patterns, who knows?
Yeah, I think there's multiple purposes for HAARP.
At varying frequencies, HAARP has many different possible applications, including psychotronic weapons.
Yeah, very scary stuff.
Yes, but that will be another time we will talk about that.
Well, thanks for your input, Kevin. We always appreciate hearing from you down under. And we have a John from Pennsylvania. John, we're trying to get everybody in the last few minutes. Can you add anything to our show this morning, John?
Good morning, gentlemen, people. You know, this is a great show you have on this morning. And, yeah, I've been watching the chemtrails for, wow. I first heard it on Art Bell back in the mid-90s. And then I happened to be working in South Philadelphia. And I used to watch them on the airport make these spider webs. And I said, man, this is real. And now we're to here. And wow. I noticed, though, they change the patterns from time to time. And it disperses a lot faster.
Wow.
And it did.
Depends on what they're dispersing.
Yeah, I guess it does, but it's so interesting, and I try and tell the people in the area, every place where I've been, about the chemtrails, and yet, it's normal. Yeah.
One thing you got to look at, and Ed, I don't know if you have, of nanoparticles being dispersed for a different reason, but there is a verification that on some of the chemtrails that they're spraying, they have enlisted a type of nanoparticle, you know, to
transmit
something.
Human. Yeah, well, I've heard so many things on them. Yeah, thank you now.
Thanks for that input.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, the first hour is coming to the end, so we'll continue on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we have a 70-second break. Hang in there, folks.
Okay.
It's all gone crazy. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock?